Hey, Heather here. Designed to empower individuals to be their best self, the Ron Kitchens Always Forward Leadership Podcast brings fresh understanding to the issues today's leaders are facing and equips them with new perspectives and resources to lead forward. Welcome to today's conversation with Ron Kitchens and Brad Lominick.
Hey, thank you for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Ron Kitchens and he's...
Brad Lominick, everybody. That's me. I'm here. I'm large and in charge.
That was kind of a surprised voice. I didn't kind of tell
trying to avoid burnout over here. I'm just trying to keep from burning out over here. Ron's driving me hard.
Yeah, we're working hard today. So we thank you for joining us. If you haven't figured out, we're going to talk about burnout. And that's one of those questions that we got from a podcast listener. You know, it's tough out there in a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week work day where I'm looking at there's three of us in the room and all three of our phones are visible and we're checking them while we're talking and we're hoping they don't vibrate.
He's looking at hers way more than we are.
Yeah, well, she has a more interesting life than we do.
Yeah.
She's hipper, cooler. And
no question. Yeah, I mean, healthy leadership is very much a in vogue term today. And I think reality is that we tend to, as leaders, put health over to the side or at the bottom of the hierarchy of importance. Because we feel like, well, I don't need to worry about myself because if I'm a true leader, I'm all worried about the other people. I'm about the people that I'm leading. And if you're not healthy, if you're not leading yourself first, then you can't lead others. And it has to include what is not just your mind doing, but also your body and your soul. I mean, it has to be body, soul, and spirit in terms of looking at the true health of not just you, but also the way that that then turns into the organizational health. Because if you're healthy, most of the time your organization is going to move towards being healthy. And if you're unhealthy, most of the time the organization is going to move towards being unhealthy. Because as the leader goes, so goes the organization.
You're dead on there. It also gives people permission. If the leader's committed to openly and publicly within the organization to pursue health things, whether it's making sure that, you know, they're walking out the door to, you know, go to the gym. You know, I hired a trainer. Yoga is one of the things I've always wanted to try. So I read a study that said men get older. If you don't get cancer, you don't get dementia or something, what's going to kill you? Your underwear is going to kill you. Now, how's that? Because
yeah, I'm curious. You got me pulled in and sucked in on this one.
Because I want you to just go to any gym in America and go into a men's locker room, Brie, you'll have to imagine this, and watch guys put on their underwear. So what do they do?
don't imagine that, Brie.
They put one foot through their underwear and they stand up and they swing their other foot and they stab for the hole. That's how guys put on their underwear.
That is true.
Men fall, they break their hip. And that's the number
one really?
Injury wow. for killing men who get to a certain age who otherwise are healthy.
Because they break their hips.
Because they break their hip. They end up in the hospital. They end up with lung infections. And it's one of those things that's it's avoidable by just sitting down
right.
to put your underwear on. Yeah. But also by staying flexible. And then the mental part of it, the relaxation part. But I'm kind of chicken to go to this class with all these fit
it's intimidating.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've hired a private coach. So I'm telling people literally at the water cooler at our office while I drink Diet Coke while they all get water, but that I've done this. And we had three people on the team said, oh, could I join you? I want to do that. And I've always been intimidated to go do that. And so we've arranged for 6 classes that members of the team, anybody's welcome to come, but it's going to be rudimentary. It's going to be basic. And it's for people who are not competitive
right.
in yoga cool.
Right. Yeah.
You know, actually do not have to wear form-fitting clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a hoodie would be a good thing
yeah.
in this class. But if I, as a leader, don't step up and do that, then nobody else is going to feel they have permission.
Absolutely.
To do that. You know, if we don't talk about our spiritual life.
Yep.
I share lots of books with both the listeners of this podcast, but as with our team members a lot, we share a lot of books that are on, you know, my search for spiritual significance, what I'm reading now, who I'm talking to. We seek out a lot of Christian writers because I want to know their concepts of integrating faith and the marketplace.
Yeah.
And so that's important. It's a journey that I'm always going to be on. But if I don't share that vulnerability with my team, they'll never think it's okay to share that vulnerability.
And the reality is that, again, going back to mind, body, and spirit slash soul, there are three parts of the makeup of who we are. And health requires that I'm not just taking care of my body, which is a huge part. I mean, most of the time, the thing we see the most or the thing that is the evidence of health is, hey, have you lost some weight recently? Hey, you look really good. Man, I can't believe you're wearing a smaller jean size, or wow, that shirt is a large compared to an XL. But so many of us get taken out of the game because of the soul and spirit and of the mind. And burnout, I think many times, is because we're so mentally drained and we don't put things into our routine that allow for margin. I think the kryptonite or the antivirus is a better way to say it probably to a lot of burnout is that we are living lives with margin built into them. We have a Sabbath, we have a rhythm, we have a margin in life that allows for room to do nothing, you know, to let our bodies respond and rest and get recharged. And most leaders, again, we're prone to this. We redline the whole time. We're constantly redlining. We're just redlining the engine, redlining the engine, redlining the engine. Oh, at some point, you know, we'll sleep. That's what I always heard growing up. Oh, Brad, you'll sleep your life away, you know, which meant you got to work your guts out and do it as long as possible. And then at some point you'll just crash and that'll be your retirement. Even in terms of burnout, I think the new retirement philosophy should be, instead of taking all of it at the end of your life, you build it into the parts of your life over the course of the entire life. So maybe you have a sabbatical of 2 years.
Aren't you on year three
every eight
now,
year.
Though?
I am. Yeah, absolutely. But it's
working. You have completely different priorities. My perception is I don't think you're having any less impact. I think you have a lower profile, but the impact I'm seeing you have is equal or bigger than you were having before because you changed the order in which you were doing things.
And you're the same way, Ron. Like, you've lost some weight. Like, you're thinking about things differently in this season. And I think for leaders, avoiding burnout requires that you put the big rocks in first. I've heard Reggie Joyner say that so many times. Like, the way you live a life that's balanced and healthy is that you put the big rocks in first, meaning that what's the most important thing in your life? You got to put those in the jar first. Because most of us end up, again, we put those in last and there's no room left in the jar. Because we filled it up with other stuff and then we think, well, I'm not the most important person. You are when it comes to taking care of yourself. Humility is not that you put yourself last in all areas of life. You aren't the center of the story, but when it comes to health, you have to be the person who is creating that kind of lifestyle that allows you to be healthy. And for me, like, I lost 70 pounds. Now, was that because I needed to lose 70 pounds? Yeah. But it was also that I changed my lifestyle. I started running. I started eating better. I started exercising regularly. And that was a big rock that I had to put in first compared to, oh, I don't need to do that. I'm too busy. I'm too important. I've got too many things going on. I don't have time to. And now it's a lifestyle. Just walking through the airport coming up here today, I walked from the parking lot at the Atlanta airport to the C concourse. Now, is that a big deal? Not in the grand scheme of things. But it's a lifestyle.
I didn't even know that was possible.
You can walk underneath. Yeah. Underneath. There's nobody down there. I'm down there by myself, man. There's nobody else walking. But you can walk. And now I walk even out to the international terminal, which is about 3,000 steps on the old Fitbit. Uh-huh. So you're getting in a mile or maybe almost a mile and a half. That's just a lifestyle change compared to, okay, put time in to walk compared to taking the train. And those kind of things, as leaders, like, when we start putting those in, it'll create new habits in your life that will then push health to the front.
Oh, I think that's great. And, you know, it's the intentionality of it.
Yes.
I think, you know, I was just...
By the way, that's Oprah's favorite word.
Intentionality?
Well, intention.
Oh, yeah.
She would say, of all the words, I've been listening to her, to the Making Oprah podcast.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that?
I have not listened to that.
Oh, you got to put that one on your list.
Yeah.
It's a 3-part series on the Oprah show.
Yeah.
But her word is intention. Over all the course of her 30 years, 40 years of being on the TV, it was intention. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so I keep hoping to make the Oprah world.
Super Soul Sunday? We're on with Ron Kitchens today. Oprah and Ron. I love that.
So we've got two friends who have, you know, Caitlin Crosby, who you know Caitlin really well. Caitlin is like a favorite of Oprah, and they were just together last weekend shooting a Super Soul Sunday. And then Wes Moore.
Yeah.
Who's become a great friend, and Wes was just with her. So, you know, I'm thinking I'm 1 degree away.
We need to make that happen.
Yeah, Oprah, I'm available.
Come on, Oprah. We know you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, I was just with a friend who's a CEO of a large publicly traded company, you know, 50 years old or so. And we were talking about our lives and the rhythm that we're in, and we share a lot of similarities of where we are in place. And so we were talking about coaching, and coaching is one of those things that a lot of leaders are embarrassed to talk about. I don't get that. If my backswing wasn't any good and I hired a golf coach, people would think I was great.
Right.
If my speaking skills aren't great and I hire a coach, people think it's remedial.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't really get that. But anyway, I believe in coaching, as did he. But he's surprised. He said, you know, I have three coaches. So what do you mean, three coaches? He said, well, the first thing I have to do is I need a coach that helps me with my me, who's making sure that I'm working out at a pace and I'm working out at the right times, but doing workouts that are going to make me a higher performance leader. So this coach isn't in the gym with them. He's building out what he needs to do. And this, my friend, happens to travel a lot. So it's here's what you need to do at these times. And he's working with his staff to make sure it really gets done. He's managing his food intake because a lot of his leaders, you know, I've eaten a lot of bags of chips in airports. You know,
when me too.
We all know better than that, but we don't have time to think. So we just go to what was put into us as a child or that's easy. But it's managing his food intake and then managing also kind of the soul part of his life. So my friend happens to be a Christian. And so it's here's readings. Here's things you ought to be doing. Here's those seasonal things. Because at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, wherever you kind of think about doing your devotional, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have, you know, I happen to be right now doing a year with C.S. Lewis. So that's my plan. So every morning I sit and I'm doing about 10 minutes of this devotional that's writings of C.S. Lewis. But I get bored with that. You know, I need a little change up. So I know exactly what my go-to is. But in this case, my friend is somebody who's thinking about that, who knows how high pressure his world is and knows that he will spiritually go to potato chips if he isn't intentional about it. But then he's got a coach that's like a lot of us do, management coach, who's working with him day to day on his organizational thing. And in this case, because he leads a publicly traded company and he sits on the board of several publicly traded companies, he's got somebody who's coaching him on the nuances of that level of leadership, which is different than the other two things. And at first, I've got to admit, I was a little bit jealous. I thought,
wish I had three coaches.
I had three coaches. And then I thought, you know what? I'm not disciplined enough to do that. I'm not thinking enough about investing in myself. This isn't about being selfish. This is about saying I have to perform as a leader, physically and mentally. I have to perform as a coach of leading my organization and building that. And then I have to perform for the investors who are investing in the companies that I'm responsible for. There wasn't a single thing about this that was selfish.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single thing about this. This wasn't about other people and an understanding that you have to sharpen the saw if you're going to cut wood. And, you know, I think that as leaders, we forget that.
In fact, there's an interesting article that we've both read, came out recently about Johnson & Johnson, which we all know about Johnson & Johnson as this big, you know, cosmetics company and personal
medical devices and
very Band-Aids established, and, revered company, been around a long time. And they're investing now upwards of $100,000 per executive to walk them through a very clear, intentional program to make sure they avoid burnout. Because the reality is that their top-level people, if they get taken out of the game, it's going to cost them sometimes 20, 30x that amount of money Now, $100,000 to a lot of us, we look at it the same way as you talking about your friend who has three coaches. We go, well, that's never going to be me. But reality is that the importance of health is true at every level. And Johnson & Johnson is now saying, we believe in this so much that we're investing lots of dollars. So they have a coach related to their physical health, which is a workout coach, performance coach when it comes to eating better, losing weight. They have a psychologist or psychiatrist who is helping them with the mind. And then they also have somebody who's helping them with the actual like leadership side of what they're doing. And, you know, this is the new reality, is that we have to be willing to invest in ourselves. We can't just burn and burn and burn and burn and burn and burn for 10 years and then, oh, well, you burned out, so now you're done. And this has to be a long-term play. You know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, Ron, hey, Brad, I might be close to burnout. Like, I might be actually close to the place where I'm going to get taken out of the game. I mean, my advice to you is, first of all, recognize that and don't be scared of it. Don't be shy about it. Actually, like, the best medicine at this point is preventative.
Acknowledging it.
Yeah. Don't let it come into a place then in your life where it has to become prescriptive, where you're now responding to something you did that was dumb or a bad decision, or you've changed your lifestyle in a way that now you've got to like have somebody come in and actually prescribe medicine to fix you compared to preventative on the front end. And there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, guys, I raise my hand. I'm at the point where I might make a bad decision because I've just been going for the last 24 months and never slowed down.
No, I think that's, you know, great advice. I happen to work for an incredible chairman of my board of directors who our relationship's gone from employee supervisor to it's as close to being a mentor mentee to this is a family member to me. This is somebody who I so value the advice that he gives me. And I know it's 100% given with love, given with the love that goes beyond just the relationship you have in the business world. And, you know, one of the advice that he gave me a few years ago was you need to slow down a little bit. One, you're burning people out on your team. But the only thing that can stop you right now is, you said, there's really two things that can stop you: a financial failure, and we've put the safeguards in place for that, or a moral failure. And he happens to have served on dozens of publicly traded companies, and he's led publicly traded companies. And he said, leaders who have moral failures do so because they're burned out.
Yeah.
Because they're making mistakes in a crisis and they don't have the energy to do that. Or they find themselves, you know, in a hotel room alone, thinking the world's against them. They've alienated people. And then the next thing you know, there's too much of something in their life. You said, that's what you have to safeguard against. You have the knowledge, the skills, the capacity to perform at exemplary levels, but you've got to make sure that you keep and protect against burnout, because that's what will derail your life.
Reality today is you're going to get found out. Yep. And we live in an age where you can't hide anymore. So no. This is not just helpful advice. This is actually now true, is that if you are doing stuff and involved in things because of being in a place of burnout and isolation where you're now making bad decisions, you're not going to be able to hide it. So part of it, again, goes back to preventative. You know, put things in place, put people in your life who will speak life into you, who will hold you accountable, who will make sure that you're not making those kind of decisions, and that will say to you, like your friend did, Ron, is, hey, you got to slow down. Like, I don't want to see you tangled at the end of this rope, because if we don't make some changes, slight adjustments at this point,
yep,
then you're going to end up there.
Yep. You know, that's great advice for all of us as leaders. And I know there's a lot listening out there feeling the stress of that. And if you're feeling that level of burnout, and I don't say this casually or lightly, I don't know what I'll do, but email me, ron@ronkitchens.com. I want to be there for you. And if we can get help, if I can refer you to other friends who have dealt with it, if we can just talk through it and acknowledge that we've all dealt with it, the organization you lead, the family you lead, the life that you live is too important to do so in a self-debilitated manner. So make some changes in your life. Brad, thanks for being here. Thanks for all of you for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. Hey, thanks so much for listening today. I want to take a moment to tell you about 269 Magazine. It's a regional publication communicating the distinctive brand that is Southwest Michigan. In it, you'll read the real stories of leadership, of business, philanthropy, of the life we lead here in one of the most incredible regions in America. And I hope it inspires you and all of our readers to become active participants in our community in making Southwest Michigan the best place to live, work, and enjoy. Catch a sneak peek and subscribe to this resource, 269 Magazine, at 26mag.com. And as a listener to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast, I'll buy your first year's subscription. I know you'll enjoy it, and I'd love to hear from you on Twitter about how much you're enjoying the magazine.
Thanks for joining us for the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. We hope today's insights will help you develop into the leader you dream to be. To subscribe to Ron's blog or to submit a question for Ron to discuss in a future podcast, visit ronkitchens.com or tweet him at ronkitchens.